Okay, so let's turn to Romans chapter 6. So we're going to continue in our series on Romans today. Okay, so today I'd like to read up to verse
14.
Okay, so let's go with Romans chapter 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For we have been united together in the likeness of his death. Certainly, we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of righteousness to sin, of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace.
それではどういうことになりますか。恵みは増し加わるために私たちは罪の中にとどまるべきでしょうか。絶対にそんなことはありません。罪に対して死んだ私たちがどうしてなおもその中に生きていられるでしょう。それともあなた方は知らないのですか。キリストイエスにつくバプテスマを受けた私たちは皆その死に預かるバプテスマを受けたのではありませんか。私たちはキリストの死に預かるバプテスマによってキリストと共に葬られたのです。それはキリストが御父の栄光によって死者の中から蘇られたように、私たちも命によって新しい歩みをするためです。もし私たちがキリストに釘合わされて、キリストの死と同じようになっているのなら、必ずキリストの復活とも同じようになるからです。私たちの古い人がキリストと共に十字架につけられたのは、罪の体が滅びて、私たちがもはやこれから罪の奴隷ではなくなるためであることを私たちは知っています。死んでしまった者は罪から解放されているのです。もし私たちがキリストと共に死んだのであればキリストと共に生きることにもなると信じます。キリストは死者の中から蘇ってもはや死ぬことはなく、死はもはやキリストを支配しないことを私たちは知っています。なぜならキリストが死なれたのはただ一度罪に対して死なれたのであり、キリストが生きておられるのは神に対して生きておられるのだからです。このようにあなた方も自分は罪に対して死んだものであり、神に対してはキリストイエスにあって生きたものだと思いなさい。ですからあなた方の死ぬべき体を罪の支配に委ねてその情欲に従ってはいけません。またあなた方の手足を不義の器として罪に捧げてはいけません。むしろ死者の中から生かされたものとしてあなた方自身とその手足の義の器として神に捧げなさい。というのは罪はあなた方を支配することがないからです。なぜならあなた方は律法の下にはなく恵みの下にあるからです。
Okay. So as we go through Romans again, even up until this point, Paul has been emphasizing sin.
ローマ書では今までずっと見ていた中でもパウロは罪を強調していました。
But now we come to something a little bit different to what it was talking about before.
でも今はちょっと以前とはちょっと違ったようなことを話し出していました。
Earlier on in the book, Jesus died for our sins.
ね、このローマの初めの方ではイエス様は私たちの罪のために死んでくださいました。
Right. Everything you've done is a crime against God if you've done it without faith.
で、まあ、信仰をなくやったものは全て神様に対して犯罪となります。
And there's a penalty for that.
ね、それには罰があります。
Sorry, can you use the thing? Thanks. Everything that we do which is sinful, somewhere has to pay the price for that.
ね、私たちが犯すすべての罪に対して、一つずつ誰かがそのために代価を払ってくださらないといけない。
Either you pay for your own sins, or Jesus pays for your sins.
まあ、それは自分で払うか、イエス様が払うか。
Right. But this is not talking about that.
でも、ここではその話はしていません。
Now this might be a little hard with the translation, but we'll try our best.
でも、ちょっと通訳難しいかもしれないけど、頑張ります。
For example, look in verse 11.
11節をちょっと見ていきましょう。
Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
このようにあなた方も自分は罪に対しては死んだものであり、神に対してはキリストイエスにあって生きたものだと思いなさい。
Okay, now it doesn't say that we die for our sins or that Christ died for our sins. It's talking about dead to sin.
まあ、これは私たちとかキリストが罪のために死ぬんではなくて罪に死ぬと言っています。
Okay. Jesus died to sin, we die to sin.
イエス様が罪に対して死なれたように私たちもそうなります。
Okay. What's the difference between for sin and to sin?
罪のためにと罪に対して死ぬのはどう違うんでしょうか?
Well, if I die for sins, it meansWell, I can't. Only Christ could do that. So let's take him as the example. Although you could die for your own sins by receiving the penalty yourself and receiving judgment, that could happen.
自分の罰を受けて自分の罪のために死ぬことはまあできますけど。
Right. Or Jesus can die for your sin.
それかイエス様が私たちの罪のために死ぬこともできます。
Okay. We are saved because Jesus died for our sins.
ね。イエス様が私たちの罪のために死なれたので救われています。
But this is talking about dying to sin.
でもこれは罪に対して死ぬと書いてあります。
Dying to sin means that the relationship with between me and sin is finished.
でもその罪に対して死ぬときは自分と罪との関係はもう断たれてしまいます。
Right, and so.Sin no longer has any control over me. It no longer has any claim to me anymore.
で、ここでも罪は私たちにも何もコントロールができません。
Right. It has no right to take me anymore.
でも私たちを使うことももうできません。
Right. Also, sin has nothing to offer me anymore.
でも罪から受けることももう何もありません。
In other words, it's like any agreements, any contract, any friendship that we had, they're all cut completely.
で、そこでここであった契約とか関係とかも全部切られてしまいます。
So the question is, in verse 6, shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound? That was the question that Paul asks here.
で、ここで6節でちょっと問題があって、
Verse 1.
Verse 1. 1節ね。それではどういうことになりますか?恵みが増し加わるために私たちは罪の中にとどまるべきなのでしょうか?
Of course, there are still people today who believe and practice that kind of faith.
で、まあ今でもこういう感じの信仰を持ってる人だっていますけど。
I've heard people say, this.
まあこうやって話している人も聞いたことあります。
Jesus died for my sin, so I can do anything.
イエス様が罪のために死んでくれたから何でもしていいんだ。
And if it was just a matter of dying for sin, then maybe that would be true.
でも罪のためだけに死ぬんだったら、それは正しいかもしれませんけど。
For example, James Bond. Do you know James Bond? Johnny English has a license to kill. he can kill and nothing will happen to him.
まあ、あれ映画でジョニー・イングリッシュはあの人を殺すための免許がありました。で、それは特に問題ありませんでした。
Right. So, no matter how many people he kills, nothing will happen. He won't be punished for it.
まあ、だから彼が何人人を殺してもそれ特に問題はありません。
And so...He might say, well, why don't I just kill as many people as I want? So that this a license to kill will be even more amazing.
ね、この殺していい免許がもっとあのいいものになるように誰でも好きな人を殺しちゃえばいいんじゃないみたいなふうに彼が言うこともできます。
And of course there are many Christians, even today, who really believe that kind of thinking.
で、まあ今でもそういう感じのことを信じているクリスチャンだってたくさんいます。
They think, well, we're saved. Jesus' blood pays the price for our sins. We only have to believe in Him, so I can do what I want, and I don't have to worry about it.
もう救われて罪も贖われたんで、次やりたいことをしとけばいいんじゃないみたいなふうに言います。
One of my friends, when he first started coming to church, his mother said, "You'll go crazy if you try to think about what's right and what's wrong all the time."
でまあ、僕のある友達のお母さんが彼が教会に行った時にそんな何が正しくて何が悪いのか毎日考えてたらおかしくなるよって言われたそうです。
But actually, that lady went to church every week.
でもその人は毎週教会に行っている人でした。
Alright, and so people ask this question today. Well, what if Jesus paid for all my sins, past, present, and future, then honestly, what is it that would stop me from just sinning whenever I want because Jesus has already paid for
it. イエス様が過去のも今のも将来の罪も全部許してくれたのでその何が悪いのみたいな風に言うことができます。
And Paul's answer is, he begins with baptism.
パウロの答えはまずバプテスマから始まります。
Okay. It says here, well, in verse, let's look at verse 2. Certainly not. How shall he who died...To sin, live any longer in it.
で、ここ2節で、絶対にそんなことはありません。罪に対して死んだ私たちが、どうしてなおもその中に生きていられるでしょうか。
Right. So again, here we have that relationship. Sin is over there, I am here. Once you cut the relationship, why should you continue any longer in it?
まあ、罪は向こうにあって、自分はここにいます。でその関係は切られたので、もう罪に関して何があるはずなんでしょう。
Until I was a believer, I was completely connected with sin.
で僕が信者になるまではずっと罪との関係を持っていました。
I couldn't help but sin because I was a slave of sin.
で僕は罪に対する奴隷だったので、もう罪を犯すこと以外はできませんでした。
And until a person has salvation.Their lifestyle is just various kinds of sin.
で、その人が救いを受けるまではずっと罪、いろんな罪の中にいるだけです。
But when they come to Christ and they identify with Christ,
ね、まあ、一度キリストに会って、
identify with him means that they're connected with Christ.
一度キリストとつながれたら、
then the relationship with sin is now broken.
今度は罪との関係は断たれます。
And so the question then becomes, why should I sin anymore?
で、そこで質問がちょっと内容が変わって、私たちはどうして罪を犯すべきなんでしょうか？となります。
Imagine you, sorry, Joseph, to use this example maybe, but imagine that you had been captured by North Korea.
で、まあ、人によってこの質問は悪いかもしれませんけど、もし自分が北朝鮮に捕まったらどうなるでしょう？
AndYou were taken captive and you spent years in North Korea.
ね、まあ、そこで北朝鮮で奴隷にされたり、なんか何十年もいたら。
And you had to learn North Korean. You had to learn Korean.
ね、そこで、まあ、北朝鮮語を勉強させられて。
And then one day through some amazing political agreement, you were released and you came back to Japan or America or Australia.
ね、そこである日なんか、まあ政府が何かしてくれたかなんかで、まあ、自分の祖国に帰れることができたとしましょう。
Would you walk around to everyone in your hometown speaking Korean?
そこでその地元の人たちに北朝鮮語で話しかけるでしょうか。
No offense to any Korean people. But just for the sake of the analogy, of course you wouldn't. Why would you? You're not living there anymore. Why would you need to? You just wouldn't do it, right? So that's the same with sin. Once we become a Christian, the question is not, why can't I sin? But why should I sin?
だからそれも質問の順にもうどうしても罪を犯せないというよりなんで犯すのでしょう。
Jesus has saved us for a different life.
イエス様は私たちの人生を変えてくださるために救われました。
He saved us for a life of holiness.
聖なる人生を送れるように救われました。
He saved us for a life of righteousness.
義の中で歩めるように救われました。
And here's a question. If you don't want that holiness and righteousness, then are you really a Christian?
で、その聖なる中とか、義の中で歩みたくないのなら、なんでクリスチャンなんでしょうか?
Yeah. And so this is the really hard point that we have to deal with when we're witnessing and talking to our friends, because there comes a point where you might be able to prove that God is true, but the reality is, until that person actually wants to be righteous, then they're not going to get saved.
で、この人と話している時とかによくある問題なのかもしれませんけど、その神様が正しいことは証明できるけど、その人が本当にその義の中で歩みたいのかどうかってなったら、また別の話になってしまいます。
And so, as the Holy Spirit works in a person's heart and causes them by His power and grace to actually want to be right, want to be pure, that's when the work of salvation can begin.
で、聖霊が人に入って、その人がもう義の道を歩みたいと思わせるようになってから、やっとその人を救いが進みます。
Right, otherwise, when you became a Christian, you would just consider yourself a slave anyway.
まあ、じゃないとどうせ自分もまた奴隷になってしまいます。
It's taken for granted that if we really come to God, we should want to turn away from bad. We should want to turn away from evil things.
だから当然のこと、私たちはもう罪から救われたのなら、罪とか悪い行いに背を向けたいと思うべきでしょう。
Okay. So that's the first thing is, why don't we sin? Why should we? We're free from that life now. We're walking on a new life.
で、それが一つ目の点で、その罪をなぜ犯さないのでしょうか。なぜ犯すのでしょうかということ。
It'd be like if I'm on my way to Osaka, why don't I get on the Kobe train?
ね、もし僕が大阪に行きたいなら、なんで神戸行きの電車に乗ってしまうでしょう。
Why should I? It's going the wrong way. I'm going that way, not that way.
逆方向に行ってしまうので、乗らない方でしょう。
Right. Okay. So, dying to sin means that we're dead to sin. But the problem is, if we're honest, we have to realize that still within our heart there is a desire to sin, right?
で、その罪に対して死んだったら、それでもまだ私たちの中では罪を犯したい希望とかが残ってしまいます。
And this is a reality that Paul talks about in the next chapter, in chapter
7. で、7章ではパウロはこれについてまた話しています。
So, for example, yesterday we were reading a book about the boy who was injured by another boy and his hand was crippled.
で、昨日僕たちが読んだ本で、ある男の子がその他の人から怪我させられて手がつかなくなったという話をしました。
And the guy who did it to him showed no regret at all. He just laughed about it.
で、その下側の人はもう特に謝る気もなく、その単に笑っているだけでした。
And the master said, well, you need to forgive him. But the boy said, forgive him? How can I forgive him? He did it on purpose.
で、そこでその先生が、彼を許しなさいというふうに言いましたけど、そんなわざとやられたらどうやって許せるでしょう。
Right. And the reality is, of course, he should forgive him. But as we read the book, I don't think anyone would read the book and not share the feelings of that boy. How can you forgive that guy? He doesn't even, he's laughing about it.
でも本来は許すべきなんでしょうけど、その本を読んでたら、もうその、 許せないような気持ちを増上してしまいます。
Right. And we can feel that feeling that we want to have revenge on that boy. We want to find him when no one's looking and do something back to him.
ね、その誰にも見られてない時に仕返しをしたいみたいなに思いながらやってしまいます。
So although the statement is true that we are dead to sin, but still we find within us there is a desire to sin.
私たちが罪に対して死んでいるのは確かなんですけど、まだそのまだやりたいみたいな風に感情は残ってしまいます。
Okay. Let's look at chapter 6, verse
6. 6章6節を見ていきましょう。
It says, knowing this.That our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
私たちの古い人がキリストと共に十字架につかられたのは、罪の体が滅びて、私たちがもはやこれからは罪の奴隷ではなくなるためであることを私たちは知っています。
You might think, if I feel myself wanting revenge on somebody,How can I say that I'm dead to sin?
自分が人に対してその仕返しをしたいと思っているときに、どうやって罪に対して死んだのだと言えるでしょうか?
And that's an honest question. That's a good question.
でもそれは本当に良い質問だと思います。
If I feel that I don't want to forgive someone, and I really struggle with that, how can I say that sin has no place in my life?
でももし自分が誰かを許したくても許せないとかで、もう苦難を通ってたら、どうやって自分の罪に対して死んだのだというでしょうか?
I want to answer that question for you.
で、その質問に答えたいと思います。
First of all, before we do, I want to say, if you believe in Christ, you are dead to sin.
で、一つ言いたいのが、もしキリストを信じたいのなら、自分は罪に対して死んでいます。
You might not feel dead to sin.
で、そうは思わないかもしれません。
You might not even understand how you can be dead to sin.
ね、自分はどうやって罪に対して死ぬのか理解できないかもしれません。
But you can believe it.
でもできます。
Because you can believe it because God said it.
で、それは神様がそうやって言われたから信じることができます。
Right. Let's look at this. What does it say has been passed away here in verse 6?
ね、この6節で何がその滅びたと書いてあるでしょうか。
Alright. Elliot, what does it say? Have you got it?
This is a different.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. I just the question is, what has passed away there in chapter 6, verse 6?
Our old self.
Okay, yeah. Our old self, our old man was crucified with him. But what does it say has been done away with?
That our body of sin
might be. Okay, right. What does it say has been done away with?Right. It doesn't say sin completely has been done away with. It says the body of sin has been done away with.
それは罪自体が完全に滅びたとは書いてありません。罪の体が滅びたと書いてあります。
Does sin have a body?
罪には体があるのでしょうか?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
In Deuteronomy, 6. Jesus said this was the greatest commandment.
新命記録書でイエス様はこれが第一の戒めだと言っています。
It says, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and your mind and your strength.
あなたの、心と精神と力を尽くしてなんかあなたの主である神を愛しなさい。
We have a soul, we have a spirit, and we have a body.
私たちは霊と魂と体があります。
But it doesn't say you shall love God with all your heart and your soul and your body. It says your heart and your soul and your strength.
あなたの心と魂と体で愛すと書いてあるんじゃなくて、あなたとの心と魂と力で愛すると書いてあります。
Okay. We love God with our heart because we give Him our heart. We direct our heart towards God. We make that decision, I'm going to follow Him.
私たちは神様に従うと決心して心を明け渡すときに心から愛します。
We love God with all our soul by bringing our thoughts and into line with God's will and by feeding upon God's word and by thinking about the things of God.
神様の御心を求めたり言葉を求めたりすることで私たちは精神で愛することができます。
And we love God with all our strength by doing our best to serve God. We try, we do, we act, we do things in order to make our faith real.
私たちは精一杯力を尽くして神様のために働くことによって力を通して愛することができます。
So in other words, the body of our faith is our physical body, which does the things that God's commanding us.
だから私たちの信仰の体というのは、その使わせられていることをするための体になります。
Now it's the same with sin.
罪も同様です。
Sin has a heart, a soul, and a body as well.
罪にも心と霊と体があります。
The heart of sin is the presence of sin, the evil presence of sin from that has always been with us.
罪の心というのは憎しいと私たちは離れない罪の心になってしまいます。
Okay. You might not even understand it. You might not sometimes notice it, but it's always there within us.
それは理解することもできないかもしれませんが、それは常に私たちの中で留まっています。
Like if you were bitten by a snake, the poison within your blood is the sin that's within us. You can't see it, but it's there.
もし蛇に噛まれたら、その蛇の毒が血の中を通っています。それと同じように見えないけど常に存在しています。
Okay, the soul of sin, just like of righteousness, the soul of sin is our thoughts, our evil imaginations, our evil feelings towards people, our fighting, those kind of things.
罪の霊というのはその人に対する邪悪な思いとかそういう考え方になってしまいます。
But when it talks about here the body of sin, it's the same. It's the strength of sin, the power of sin.
ここで罪の体という時に、その場所に罪の力、罪の生き方。
Right. Has the presence of sin been destroyed in your life?
あなたの人生の中で罪の存在は滅ぼされたのでしょうか?
No. No, it hasn't. It's still there.
It's still there.
Has the soul of sin, the mind of sin, been destroyed in your life? No, because you still have those feelings come up. You still have those thoughts come up. So if the presence of sin and even the mind of sin is still there within us, what has passed away?
でその罪の存在や罪の考え方がまだ私たちの中にあるのなら何が滅びたのでしょうか。
The body, or we can say the strength of sin, has passed away.
体とか罪の力が滅びました。
If you allow sin to dwell and operate within your body, then you are giving sin a body.
でもし皆さんが自分の中で罪が宿って罪に支配されることを許すなら罪の体となってしまいます。
Right. But if you stop sin from taking control of your body and using your body to do what it wants, then you're denying sin of a body.
もし私たちが罪が自分の中にとどまることを許さないのなら罪を否定することになります。
I remember one day my car was stolen.
ある日僕の車が盗まれたことがありました。
Now that was a good car.
それはすごいいい車でした。
It was a Honda.
Honda.
And I used it to take people to church.
僕はそれを使って人を教会に連れて行ったり。
I used it to take myself to church.
自分でも教会に行ったり。
I used it for all kinds of good things.
いろんないい意味で使っていました。
But one day it was stolen.
でもある日盗まれました。
The next day we found it. by a miracle.
次の日に奇跡があって、それが見つかりました。
But it was full of needles.
でもそれは針だらけでした。
And later on, when we talked to the police, we found that the people had taken our car, drove to the other side of the city, and used it for a break and enter, and they'd robbed a drugstore.
で、その警察と話して聞いたのが、ある人がそれを盗んで、その車を使って、薬局に飛び込んだそうです。
So, what did I do with my car?
僕は車で何をしたんですか?
Did I sell it?
売ったでしょ?
Did I trash it?
壊したんでしょ?
Of course not.
いや、もちろんそんなことじゃなく
て。I cleaned it out, made sure there was no needles, and drove it just like I always did.
でも、それを掃除して、中の針を全部片付けて、普段通りに使っていきました。
Because there was nothing wrong with my car.
それは車自体には問題がなかったからです。
Is there anything wrong with your body?
自分の体に問題はあるのでしょうか?
Is your body evil?
その体が邪悪なんでしょうか?
No, it's not.
そういうわけではありません。
Sin is evil.
罪がその邪悪で。
The mind of sin, as we give sin a place in our mind, that's evil.
で、罪の考え方がその自分の中に罪を留めることが邪悪。
But the body itself, just like this table or anything else in creation, is not evil.
でこの体自体はそのテーブルとか他の想像されたものと同じように問題はありません。
It may be cursed, but that doesn't make it evil.
呪われててもそれは邪悪だとは言えません。
Let me give you an example.
まあもう一つ例を出しましょう。
Look at Revelation chapter 12.
黙示録12章を見ていきましょう。
Okay, let's talk about the most evil person there ever was.
じゃあその世の中で一番邪悪なものを見ていきましょう。
The devil. Okay. Now it says here, we'll begin in verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. But they didn't prevail. Nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out. The serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast down to the earth.And his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death.
7節か11節。さて、天に戦いが起こって、ミカエルと彼の使いたちは竜と戦った。それで竜とその使いたちは応戦したが、勝つことができず、天にはもはや彼らのいる場所がなくなった。こうしてこの巨大な竜、すなわち悪魔とか、サタンとか呼ばれて、全世界を惑わす、あの古い蛇は投げ落とされた。彼は地上に投げ落とされ、彼の使いどもも彼と共に投げ落とされた。その時の私は天で大きな声を聞いたが、こういうのを聞いた。今や私たちの神の救いと力と国とまた神のキリストの権威が現れた私たちの兄弟たちの告発者日夜彼らを私たちの神の御前で訴えている者が投げ落とされたからである兄弟たちは子羊の血と自分たちの証の言葉のように彼に打ち勝った彼らは死に至るまでも命を惜しまなかった
OK What connects the two verses here is the word old
この二つの場所をつなげる一つの言葉は古いです。
Paul calls us, or he talks about the old man. The old man has been crucified with Christ.
パウロはいつもその古い人というふうに表しています。
Here the devil is called the serpent of old.
ここでサタンは古い蛇と呼ばれています。
In other words,Adam was bitten by the serpent and he became poisoned and that's the way it still is now. The old man is still poisoned with the influence of sin.
つまり、サタンはサタンの蛇に噛まれてその毒がまだ残っているから罪も残った状態になっています。
But there comes a point where Satan is cast out of heaven.
でもある時にサタンは天から投げ落とされました。
And it says that they were cast down to the earth because there was no more place found for them in heaven.
ここで、天には彼らのいる場所がなくなったということで、その天から落とされることがありました。
Does that mean Satan is dead?
まあ、サタンが死んだということでしょうか。
Does that mean Satan no longer has any plans or strategies?
つまりサタンにはもう戦略も何もないということでしょうか。
No, look at verse 12. It says, therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell with them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows his time is short. The devil has great wrath now.
まあ、12節を見ると、それゆえ、天とその中に住む者たち、喜びなさい。しかし、地と海とには災いが来る。悪魔が自分の時の短いことを知り、激しく怒って、そこに下ったからである。つまり、悪魔は激しく怒って、まだ来ります。
Well, this is kind of a picture of how we are now.
まあ、これは私たちの今の状態を表します。
Satan still exists.
サタンはまだ存在はします。
He's still angry.
まだ怒っています。
He's still cursing people.
で、まだ人を呪ったり、
But he has no more power, authority, or place in heaven anymore.
まあそうしていますけど、天にはもう居場所も力もありません。
That's how we are.
私たちと同じような感じ。
The old man still exists.
古い人はまだ生きていますけど、
The sinful, serpent-bitten, poisoned, evil old man still exists.
罪深い、罪に染められた人はまだ存在はします。
He's still angry.
まだ怒っています。
He's still tempting.
まだ誘惑させたり。
He's still screaming.
まだ叫んで。
He's screaming for revenge on that guy who hurt his hand, the boy's hand.
その手を痛められた人に対して仕返しをしたいとまだ叫んでいますけど。
He's still tempting us. You should be angry at that guy who stole your car.
でもその車を盗んだ人に怒らないとっていうふうにまだ攻撃をしてきます。
He's still screaming out, you should be angry when people hurt your pride. But he can scream all he wants because he has no power in heaven anymore. And so it is with a Christian's life. The devil may still be raging and fuming, or the old man, sorry, not the devil, the old man, the sinful man within us that we were born with, may still be there, raging and screaming, but he should have no power over us anymore.
それはクリスチャンと私たちと同じように、古い人はまだ生きていて、まだ叫び回っていますけど、権威は残っていません。
Because he no longer has any power over us.
まあ、それは私たちのようにもう力がないから。
Because he no longer has a body.
それはもう体が残っていないからです。
Because we don't give him our body anymore.
それは私たちが彼に自分の体を捧げないから。
Until we become a Christian, he has power over us.
私たちが救われるまでは、サタンは私たちの上に権威があります。
He uses our body whenever he wants.
でもいつでも私たちの体を使っていきます。
And we can't do anything about it.
それに対して何もすることはできません。
But Jesus says, you are dead to sin.
でもイエス様は私たちは罪に対して死んだというふうに言っています。
That means Satan, the old man, is crucified now, and you no longer need to be affected by him anymore.
だから、前のサタンはもう滅びたから、それに対してすることは何もなくていいはずです。
Okay, let's look at another example.
もう一つ見てください
。Look at Luke 23.
ルカ23章。
Let's talk about the thief who died on the cross with Jesus.
イエス様と一緒に十字架で殺された泥棒たち。
Yeah. Luke chapter 23.
ルカ23章。
And we'll begin in verse 39.
39.
Now there were two thieves. One of them repented of their sins and turned to Christ, but the other one didn't.
ここに犯罪人が二人いて、一人は、悔い改めてたんですけど、もう一人は死ませんでした。
Let's look at what happened to them.
どうなったか見ていきましょう。
Okay, Luke 23 verse 39. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, If you're the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, Do you not even fear God, seeing that you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we deserve the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
十字架にかけられていた犯罪人の一人はイエスにこう言い、あなたはキリストではないのか、自分と私たちを救えと言った。ところがもう一人の方が答えて、彼をたしなめていった。お前は神をも恐れないのか、お前も同じ刑罰を受けているのではないか。我々は自分のしたことの報いを受けているのだから当たり前だ。だがこの方は悪いことは何もしなかったのだ。そして言った。イエス様、あなたの御国の暗闇をお付きになるときには私を思い出してください。イエスは彼に言われた。誠にあなたに告げます。あなたは今日私たちと共にパラダイスにいます。
This is the perfect example of a person who's crucified with Christ, because these guys were literally crucified with Christ.
でもこの人たちはキリストともに罰を受けているので、本当にすごい例だと思います。
So this is a picture of the old man and the new man.
これは古い人と新しい人の例になります。
The old man is crucified, Paul says, and here the old man is crucified with Christ.
で、一人は古い方の人は、ただ単に殺されたんですけど、もう一人はキリストと共に殺されました。
No, okay, so this old man, the one that Paul said about in Romans 6 talks about our old man is crucified with Christ. Here, the thief himself, the old, is a picture of the old man who was crucified with Christ.
パウロは6節っていうのは、古い私たちが刑罰を受けるけど、この人たちはイエス様と共に受けています。
Was he still alive?
この人たちはまだ生きていたんでしょうか?
Yes. Was he still evil?
まだ罪はあったんでしょう
か? Yes. Was he still cursing?
まだ呪われていたんでしょうか?
Yes. Was he still raising his voice?
まだ声を上げていたんでしょうか?
Yes. So, that's the way that our old man is. He's still there. He's still screaming. He's stillTrying to get the people around him to listen to him. And you know that in yourself, when you feel angry or you feel frustrated and irritated and you want to complain about this or that. But the other guy, the other thief who was crucified with him, what did he do?
でももう一人の犯罪人はどうしたでしょう?
He rebuked him.
その一人の人を否定しました。
He said, "You've got no right to speak."
あなたにはもう話す権利はないでしょう。
Shut up.
黙りなさい。
You're guilty of the same condemnation.
あなたも同じように犯罪を犯して。
So that dying thief had no power over the other thief.
その死んでいる犯罪人はもう一人の犯罪人に対して何も言うことができませんでした。
And he was able to rise up and say, to turn to Christ and speak to him and say, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
彼はまだイエス様にそのあなたが御国にたどり着くときに私のことを思い出してくださいという力はありました。
And Jesus said, Assuredly I say to you, you will be with me in paradise today.
イエスは誠にあなたに告げます。あなたは今日私と共にパラダイスにいますというふうに答えられました。
Jesus has given you a new man.
イエス様は私たちに新しい人をくださいました。
We are a new creation.
新しい創造になります。
And this is the new person does the same thing. When it hears the voice of sin, it says, Shut up, be quiet, get back on the cross.
新しい人はその同じように言って、その古い人にも黙りなさいって、あなたは十字架内にいなさいというふうに言います。
You have no right to speak. You've got, I'm dead to you. You have no claim on me. And anything you say, I'm not going to listen. That's the way to deal with sin. When you feel yourself getting upset at somebody, you have to recognize what's happening. The old crucified man is screaming out. But you have to tell him to be quiet. When you feel yourself that you're tempted to do something wrong, and when we're tempted to do something wrong, sometimes we get so frustrated inside. We keep thinking of all the good things that might happen if we do it. What do we do? It's very strong. You have to know that that's the old man calling out. And you have to just remember, Satan was cast out of heaven by a fight. Michael and his angels, they didn't just say, oh, devil, sorry, see you later. They had to fight him. Get out of here, dragon. It's not hard to fight against a dragon. I used to have a 2-meter carpet python. And when you just walk past the cage, it would smash its face into the glass. Just because you walk past the cage. And I would try to get it out sometimes, and it would always swing around and try to bite me as hard as it could. Sometimes it bit me and it started to eat my shorts. And when snakes start to eat something, they can't not eat it because all their teeth are hooks and they only go one way. So the only thing they can do is keep swallowing. So I had to pull my shorts out of his mouth. That day, snake died of stress within about a month. Which was very sad. But I learned it's very hard to fight against a big snake. And it's not easy to fight against the old man. When you feel yourself caught between doing something you know you shouldn't and doing the right thing, it's a struggle. Now remember, we don't work for our salvation, but we do fight to live it out every day. You are already completely dead to sin. But you have to fight in order to keep your body away from sin and keep it in the hands of righteousness. Like a soldier. Paul says we need a sword. We need a shield. We need armor on our bodies. We need a helmet. You don't have all that and then just calmly walk through the garden picking flowers. Go to the art gallery. No, you fight. Do you fight? Well, literally, do you? Do you fight against that old man every day? The strength of sin is broken. He wants your body. But you don't have to give it to him. Just like that snake, you know, with my shorts in his mouth. He wanted my shorts, but I had to pull them out of his mouth. Okay, and so this is the reality that we are in, and that's what Romans 6 is talking about here. Let's just go back. In the beginning he said, we are dead to sin, so there's no necessity, no need for us to walk in that way anymore, so why should we? We now have a new way. But the old man is always still there. Just because he's screaming out doesn't mean you have to let him into your house. Just because he's screaming out doesn't mean you have to listen. And it certainly doesn't mean that you're not dead to sin just because you feel the temptations and the frustration of sin affecting you. It's just your fight. God called you to be a soldier of Christ. If you're fighting with all your strength against sin, you're a good soldier of Christ. Verse 12 said, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts.
12節ですから、あなた方の死ぬべき体を罪の支配に委ねて、その情欲に従ってはいけません。
That body that God has allowed the new you to have is like my car that they had used to rob the bank, but now I'm using it for good.
でもそれは神様が私たちの新しい体をくださるように、車も銀行を強盗するために使われましたが、今は良いもののために使っています。
You think I'll go back and give my car to those guys?
僕がその戻ってその人たちに車をあげることはしますでしょうか。
Of course I wouldn't do that. Well then, why would I give any second of my body to sin anymore? And he says in verse 13, do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
13. またあなた方の手足を不義の器として罪に捧げてはいけません。むしろ死者の中から生かされたものとして、あなたが自分のとその手足を義の器として神に捧げなさいと書いてあります。
Give your eyes to God.
私たちの目は神様に明け渡しましょう。
What you look at, whatever you look at during the day, let your eyes see what God wants you to look at.
今一日の中で私たちが何を見るとも、神様は
What are you doing with your hands? Let it be something for God, something righteous. Don't give your hands to evil.
授けないようにしましょう。
What about the biggest muscle in your body, your brain?
自分の体の中で一番大きな筋肉である脳はどうでしょう。
Don't give it to the devil to think about evil things.
もちろんその悪を考えるサタンには明け渡さないようにしましょう。
Or worry.
心配にも。
Or stress.
ストレスとか。
Give it to God.
そっちじゃなくて神様にあげましょう。
Think about what he says.
神様がどう言われるか考えて。
Think about his word.
神様の言葉を考えましょう。
What about your feet?
足はどうなんでしょうか。
They are your members.
それは自分の一部である。
What are you doing with them?
それを使って毎日何をしているでしょうか。
Where are they taking you?
それはあなたをどこに連れて行っているでしょう。
Let them take you where God wants you to go.
神様が行ってほしいと思っているところに生かしているようにしましょう。
So, in chapter 6, verse 3, he says, Do you not know that as many of you as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death?
6章3節では、それともあなた方は知らないのですか？キリストイエスにつくバプテスマを受けたとき、私たちは皆、その死に預かるバプテスマを受けたのではありませんか？
Don't you know?
知らないんですか？
You need to know this.
これは絶対知る必要があります。
Tonight, I've explained to you how it works. Now you know. But then in verse 14, he said, in verse 11, sorry, it says, Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
11節でこのようにあなた方も自分は罪に対して死んだものであり神に対してはキリストイエスにあって生きたものだと思いなさいと書いてあります。
思いなさい、reckon yourself means count it to be that way in your book。
思いなさいというのは自分の本の中でこうなるようにちょっと記しましょうということです。
Right? You might not feel it, but you can still count it to be that。
そう思わないかもしれませんが。そうなるように書くことができます。
Sometimes I buy something in the shop and I'll say, did I really buy this for my school or did I just buy it for myself? And I have to make a decision when it comes to tax because I'm going to either count it as a school expense or I'm going to count it as a personal expense. I have to make a decision one way or the other.
その僕が見せて何かを買った時にこれは自分のために買ったのかそれか英語教室のために買ったのかと考えないといけません。で税金の時にもその出費のこともこれは教室のためなのか自分のためなのかはっきりしないといけません。
Sometimes it's hard to know what I, is this really for me or like milk for example is this for me or for the students? 、
まあ、例えば牛乳とかだったらこれは自分のために買ったのか生徒のために買ったのか。
But I have to make a decision.And the receipt either goes in the envelope or it goes in the bin. So it is. You might not feel righteous, but you have to decide, I am righteous, I am dead to sin. I'm not going that way anymore. I'm going this way. No matter how much I might feel that I want to go the other way again, I'm not. I'm going that way. I'm going the new way.
どんだけあっちの方向に行きたくても、自分はこっちに行くんだっていうふうにはっきり決めていきます。
And then he says, now give yourself to that.
それから自分をその道に明け渡しましょうとか。
Reckon yourself, that's your heart. Like you give your heart to God. That's the heart.You choose a way.
自分は神様に心を与えてその方向にはっきりと進む。
You choose a master.
その、
A master. Choose your master. You're either serving God or you're serving self or the devil.
自分が何に使えるかもはっきり決めないといけません。
In our mind, we know.
頭の中では分かっています。
We understand.
理解もしています。
We think about it.
考えて。
We consider.How we should live.
どういうふうに生きるべきか考えます。
We may understand a lot or we may understand a little. That's our soul.
私たちは多く理解しても少なく理解してもそれが私たちの霊です。
But the strength, that is the giving of your body.
力は自分と体が捧げるものになります。
You know, you've got to know this. You've got to make that decision about which way you're going. And then you have to do it. Right, that's Romans 6, and that's the life God has called us to. So next time you find sin welling up within you and breathing fire into your heart and making you feel like, oh, what should I do?
で次その自分の中で罪が湧き上がってきて自分の全身を取り巻いていくと感じたときに次どうしたいのでしょうかと考えます。
Don't think, oh, I'm not righteous.
自分は義の道歩んでないんだみたいなふうには思わないで。
Don't think, oh, I'm still a sinner. I'm still in the hands of the devil.
でまだ自分は罪人だからと考えるのではなく、
Just say, shut up.
でも黙れというふうに言います。
You're on the cross. I'm free from you.
あなたは十字架にいますが、私はあなたからも解放されました。
And if you have to fight, then fight.
戦う必要があるなら戦います。
If you have to struggle for days or weeks, struggle for days or weeks.
それによって苦難を覚えるならそうしましょう。
It's not going to be easy.
簡単ではないですけど。
Christianity is not an easy religion.
キリスト教は簡単な宗教ではあります。
You got to fight the devil, the hardest opponent of all.
世界で一番大変な敵である悪魔を戦わなければいけません。
But you can do it.
でもできます。
Because the Holy Spirit gives us the grace and the power to do it.
それは聖霊が私たちに恵みと力を与えてくださっているからできます。
Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your promise. And thank you that, Lord, I just pray that as we think about these things, that we wouldn't lose our faith and wonder...whether or not you're really in us, or whether or not we're really given to you, Lord. I pray that we would believe that promise, that we are dead to sin, because you're dead to sin, and we are with you, Father Christ. We're with you in death, we're with you in resurrection. And Lord, thank you, Lord, that although the devil's still alive and he's still angry, but he doesn't have any power over us anymore.And the old man is still there, and it's still frustrated and angry, but it doesn't have any power over us anymore. So I pray, Lord, help us through this knowledge to fight the good fight of faith. And Lord, I pray that we would grow in our faith and not be weak, but be strong in you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hi.